Right, today's shiur is being sponsored by an anonymous donor. Does it say for who? For what? Some anonymous donor from Anonymous. And also the food was made by Weissmandl Caterers. Shout out to Weissmandl Caterers. And we're moving on to the third sugya. The first two were interconnected, as you saw. And this third sugya will start out not very connected to the previous shiurim, but at the end when we get to the Tosafot and Sanhedrin, there's going to be some type of going back, retroactive shiur time, going back into the first two shiurim, but via the problems that are being raised here in this sugya. So if you all looked and saw Tosos, there's something we already alluded to, that there is another problem that we have yet to address. And we started out the first shiur, we said, Rav Huna, his whole big chiddush is that it's good and geshmak to be a yid. And we already saw that it's not so pashut. There are a lot of other chiddushim here. It's just that to Rav Huna and the Gemara, it wasn't as big a chiddush as we happen to think it is, because we didn't, you know, any chiddush that you don't have a clue about something, so then it's a big chiddush. They obviously took it for granted. Once again, Rav Huna took certain things for granted that happened to bother the Rishonim. And they're also saying not so fast. And Tosus asks the question, as well as almost all the Rishonim here in the sugya and elsewhere. So Tosus says, okay, we're assuming here that this Geiris, this is how we've been assuming up until now, that this Geiris is working via a classic Zochin procedure, where Beis Din is in the role of the Mezakeh. Beis Din is going ahead and engaging in this Maisa Geiris for the Katan, right? Normally the Gadol, we'll assume now at least, the Gadol does the Maisa Geiris. Here, Beis Din is doing it for the Katan, as well as they're providing the Das, like in every Zachin. I go ahead and I acquire this Rabbeinu Lori, so I'm doing the Maisa, and I have the das to acquire it for Rabbeinu Lori. So to here, instead of the Gadol going and doing his Maisa Geiris, whatever that Maisa Geiris entails, Mila, Tvila, Kavala Mitzvahs, here, Beis Din is doing the Maisa Geiris on his Katan. Katan is the entity that is being changed and turned into the Jew. Beis Din is doing that Maisa and providing that das, and presto, they have done a classic Zachin La'adam Shlo B'fadav procedure that shafts a status change on this little Goy. This little baby Goy has now become little baby Jew. But it's based on Zachin La'adam Shlo B'fadav. However, Taisis has a very, very big problem. Because if we go back to our Yarchei Kala booklet, Ayache Kala booklet situation, case. So let's say I go ahead. You have any ketanim here? Everyone's bar mitzvah here. So little baby Chaim Friedman, he's 8 years old. I want to go ahead and I want to be kind of this for little baby Chaim Friedman. He's 8 years old. Can I go ahead and can I do that? So, Pashup Shah of the Gersos that Tosos is going with initially in the beginning of Tosos is number one, Zachin, Zachiyah, how does that really work? And we explained this back in the first year. The way Zachin works is I, due to the fact that I am picking something up for someone else and it's good for him, so I am his Shliach. In fact, the way Tosos spells it out. Let's read it very carefully. V'teima, da zechia havi mitam shlichus. Zechia, when I'm kind of this little baby chayim, it's based on shlichus. Why? The kevan de zechusulo, since the smooth packet is a zechus for him, anan sade, we are witnesses to the fact, da'avid leishliach, that he has made him into little baby Chaim, has made me into his shliach. Has he said anything to me? No, he hasn't said anything to me. But we'll call it, there is an implied minui, appointment of shlichus, based on the fact that we know he would want to go ahead and set me up as his shliach. Now, the way Tosis is spelling this out is very interesting. The Tosis, which may be in the Shari Yerakos section of our Yachei Kala, which is Sugya Dal, we have a lot of extra Shari Yerakos left over. As you see, Ode Be'inyin Geiris V'Ger Katan. If we have time, maybe we'll deal with this problem. He has a general problem that it shouldn't really work because of Yeyesh Shaloi Midas, Yeyesh Shaloi Midas, Lo Yehavi Yeish. Now you'll ask me, what does one got to do with the other? I don't want to confuse you right now, but the basic simple problem is that even if we happen to know that little baby Chaim would want to set me up as a shliach, the bottom line is he didn't do it. He doesn't know about it. So how could it be? Oh, we're Anan Sade that he would set me up as a shliach if he knew that I was being kind of this Yachei Kala, or could be kind of this Yachei Kala book for him. So what? Right now, he doesn't know about it. The same way by Yeyush, someone loses something, we say Yeyush lo midas lo havi Yeyush. The fact that he would be Miyayush if he knew about it doesn't make it into a good Yeyush, because to have das means you have to have conscious das. But anyway, we're going to avoid that problem right now because Tosfos seems to be explicit. He seems to say that there's two steps here. Since this Yachei Kala booklet is a very, very good thing for baby Chaim, he reads it at night. I'll tell you guys an unbelievable story. Rav Asher Weiss was talking to the Talmidim of the Yeshiva of Aseret Zion this year. We took him on a Gedolim trip. Took him to Rav Asher Weiss, and he was talking about. You remember the story I told you? He was talking about his father, and a lot of unbelievable stories about his father and how he jumped from barracks to barracks to get to hang out with the Kleisenberger in Auschwitz, but. The amazing thing he said, one of the things that stood out to me was he said his father used to have on his night table, I forgot which achron it was, let's say a ktzais. He used to have on his night table a ktzais. And he said, but his point was, you could tell a lot about a person by what he has on his night table. Like, what do you have on your night table? Halavai, it should just be a mishpacha, you know? But a ksais on your night table. So, little baby Chaim has a Yachei Kala packet on his night table. So anyway, even though we know he wants to have a Yachei Kala packet on his night table, why should that work? So Tosis sets it up, and he says, Anan Sade, that he would set me up as his shliach. And therefore, I'm going ahead and I'm being kind for him. The problem is, if that's what's going on in Zachin, that there is an implied shlichus from baby Chaim, baby Chaim is a little baby. He's 8 years old, he's 5 years old, he's 4 years old, and a katan can't set up a shliach, Let's say he was here and he was a whippersnapper and he said to me, please be cutting that Yachei Kalim packet for me. Would it work? No, because he can't set me up as a shliach. That's what he says. Anan Saudi Devil Shliach, Kidemuchach, Beparakama, etc. And he's going to the next line. Vahalo, ain't Shlichus Lakatan. There's no Shlichus Lakatan. That's the problem that Tosis and all the other Rishonim ask. There's no Shlichus for a Katan. The way Tosis seems to be understanding it, Pashat Pshat, is a Katan has no Das to set up a Shliach. So how could it work? So, that's one kasha. Tosos in his kasha is understanding, obviously, that this geirus is a full-blown geirus, even minat Torah. And therefore he's bothered. And therefore he asks another question. There's also no shlichus for a guy. Because a guy is not a bar shlichus. So what's going on here? He's a katan and he's a guy. He has two strikes against him. He's a katan and he's a guy. What's the story? What's going on? So Dozer says, okay. So let's say I concede that the kasha is a bomb kasha and we're not talking about a geiris d'oraisa. Because the Gemara, he says, Beferish says, elsewhere, that a katan can have zechia midrabanan. Why? Why can there be zechia midrabanan for a katan? Because he's asi leklal shlichus. Midrabanan, there is zachin for a katan. This is one Girsa of the Gemara in Bava Metzia. So therefore, you can say this old Geiris is only Midrabanan. But he says, that's not going to help. Why? Because even if you say Zachin is working here in Midrabanan, based on a Katan is Asi Leklal Shlichus, and therefore the Zachin is Midrabanan and the Geiris is Midrabanan, that's only going to work for the katan aspect of this little guy. But he's also a guy. And a guy is not someone who's going to ultimately become a Jew. A guy doesn't metamorphosize into a Jew. A katan develops into a Jew, into a Jewish gadol. He's a Jewish katan who develops into a Jewish gadol. A guy will not develop into a Jew. So Tosfos gives two teruts. One is, no. This is also, in this case, it will be the midrabanan for a guy too. Why? Because he is asi leklal shlichus via the geirus. Interesting. So what was his Hava Mina Maskana? A Chaim Friedman. You didn't think I was going to skip this Hava Mina Maskana, did you? So his Hava Mina was that we don't say that a guy is Asi Leklal Shlichus. Didn't he know in the Hava Mina that this guy is becoming a Jew and therefore he is Asi Leklal Shlichus? All of a sudden in his teretz, wow, I got an idea. Guess what? He's becoming a Jew. So what was the Hava Mina Maskana? Anyone? Anyone want to suggest something? What was the Hava Mina Maskana? You hear the problem. The problem is, Tosos initially has a problem. He says, listen, we're in trouble. We know we're in trouble. The Geiris is Dirabana. But the Geiris being Dirabana can only work as the Katan aspect, because by Katan we can say, Zachin, Larshon Lefana, Zechia, is midrabanan by a katan, because a katan will eventually be someone who can be a shliach when he is a gadol. But a guy, he says, He's not going to become a Jew. So he said, no, what are you talking about? Here he is going to become a Jew. Why? Because we're not talking about a regular case. Obviously, if I was going to be Zoche, the Yarchei Kala booklet for a guy, that would never work. Because the guy is not becoming a Jew. But in this case, what are we talking about? We're talking about being Zoche Judaism for the guy. So obviously he's coming into the Parsha, into the world of Shlichus. So what did he think in the beginning? Yeah?
Maybe by a Jew cut them to a Gadol, it's the same neshama, it's the same person, just a bigger version of the person. But for going to a Jew, that's mamash of
metamorphosis. And what's the maskana?
Maskana is, even so, we'll still apply the principle.
Yeah, but I need it formulated as the two. So what was he thinking? You can't just say even so. No, see, you're getting a little too, you know, up in the Shemayim for me. Okay? But Seth, my Talmud Muvak. My Rebbe's Talmud Muvak. What would you say? Sounds like what he would say?
Sounds like
what she watched. Anyway, yeah. No, but he wouldn't. He probably would say that. Anyway, let me ask you quick. Did you hear the question? Just with Stam walking in? What's the Havamina that a guy that's Asi Leklal, a guy that's Asi Leklal Shlichus only Al Yedei, the Gerus, is different than a Katan? Tosfos initially says a Katan is Asi Leklal Shlichus, but a guy is not Asi Leklal Shlichus. And then he says, no, this guy is Asi Leklal Shlichus because he's going to become a Jew. So what was he thinking in the Havamina? What did he think in the Maskana?
He's not the same person.
So what was he getting? Why in our question was he assuming that a guy is not someone who's coming Leklal Shlichus?
Because he's not the same person.
And so what did he think in the Maskana? He's the same person?
It's not telling that. It's telling him Bubba Yoda, if it's Bubba Yoda.
So what's the issue?
Not being the same person.
Now you have to tell me what.
Yes.
Tell me what.
In the beginning, it depends what's natural projection that he's going through.
Or
is it, can we look at it as coming from him that he's telling us he's going to become?
Correct. Very simple. Yeah, you don't have to get so complicated. It's a very simple formulation. The Havami understood Asi Leklal Shlichus is innate in the entity. So the Havamina is a katan, okay? Innate in a katan is that he's going to develop. There is already a projected, we'll say, a projected shlichus ability when he becomes a gadol. Because people get old, okay? Unless you go to Dr. Dinner, who has anti-aging techniques. But people become old. Alright? So the natural Asi Leklal means this katan as a katan, right? Develops into a gadol who's going to become a shliach. A guy is a guy is not Asi Leklal Shlichus, no matter what you say. So therefore, in the Havamina, you can't define a guy as Asi Leklal Shlichus. Comes the Maskana, correct, Dr. Stern. Okay, this is why you have to come to the Chabura, so you can crunch it. So the Maskana is Asi Leklal Shlichus doesn't mean that we look at the entity and say, is this entity that we're talking about now an entity that projects godless Shlichus? Shlichus. Rather, what we say is, okay, not whether the entity projects it, but will this entity come to Shlichus? We know this entity will come to Shlichus with this process. It might not be innate in this guy, it might not be innate in him, but we know 100% me'achuz that with this process he will be a what? He will be an individual that will be able to engage in shlichus. So he's Asi Leklal Shlichus. So the question is, when we talk about Asir al-Kalach Shichas, are we talking about, does the entity project it? Does the entity, the katan, the guy, does he project shlichus, ability? Or no? Do we say that he will be a shliach at the end of this process? So, yeah, he will be. And therefore, it's asir l'klal shlichus. Okay? Now, let's move on. What? This is all on a derabbanan level. It is all on the Rabbanan level, because on the Daraisa level, there is no shlichus for a katan, because he can't set up a shliach. He cannot set up a shliach. The katan, as a mishaleach, cannot do a minui of shlichus. A goy is not in the parsha of shlichus, but midrabanan is a concept. It's midrabanan. There's a concept that if the individual is asi l'klal shlichus, midrabanan, there could be zachin, because although right now they're not in the parsha of shlichus, they will be. The exact definition, thank you, Dr. Stern, the exact definition of asi l'klal shlichus was precisely defined beautifully by Dr. Stormy. Now move on.
How can you say it's asir al-klal shlichus because of the gerus? The whole gerus is only if it's asir al-klal shlichus. It's going in circles.
Not going in circles.
Why not?
I said he defined it very nicely. Anytime this individual will, so what? But will he?
But only if he's asir al-klal
shlichus. So what?
It's going in
circles. Not going in circles, it's going straight.
It's because of the gerus.
So what?
The gerus is because it's actually about shit.
So what? Who cares? You're making that as a problem. Why is that a problem?
Will.
Because it's not a reason and.
He will come to shlichus. Who cares if it's via the gerus? Big deal. He will come to shlichus.
Wait. Kid. Will.
It's a good kid. Think it through. What?
Okay.
What? Okay.
Will be. Okay.
He happens to be taking algebra.
When I say will be, and you're saying when he completes the process, as he completes the process. Okay? But suppose if he doesn't complete the process.
Then he's going to talk about it anyway. Then who cares? He's going to finish it. We're talking about a gerus here. Let's move on. We now go on to Tyson's second Terrence. Tyson's second Terrence is true. In terms of the katan, that's going to have to be midrabanan. But the guy problem is not really a problem at all, because there's a concept called. Okay, look at the lashon of Tyson. He says, "Whoa, it's getting late." Let's zero in on Tysus here. He says, Inami, Kevan de Bahach Zechia, Nase Yisrael, Havaleki Yisrael, Gamur Le'inyan Zechia. Psh! This does nothing seem to be, I don't think it do with the Derabbanan. If, according to this Teretz, if there was no problem of Katan, this would be okay. This Geris. This Zachin. Why? Because here, unlike by the katan, who's not becoming a what? A gadol until who knows when, depending on what age the geirus happened, the zachin happened. This guy, with the process of zechiah, is becoming a Jew. And therefore, right now, in this process, he is defined as a what? He is defined as a Jew. Is a concept called Gito V'yado Boyin Tiachas. You ever ask yourself, how could a Adon give a get shichur, a star of emancipation, to an Eved? Everything the Eved acquires goes to the Adon. He has no Yad. So the Pshat is Gito V'yado Boyin Tiachas. That in the process of becoming a what? A free man. So the Pshat is, that in that process, he is defined as a free man, because it's in that moment of, and this is a concept in the Torah, that we define his status based on what is happening in that process. And in that process, he's becoming Jew. So for the process, how's he defined? As Jew. Jew. Okay. That is Tyson's second teretz. But that's still not going to help us overall. Why? Because even if we satisfy the guy problem, we have not satisfied the katan problem. Because the katan problem still only works midirabbanan. It still only works midirabbanan. And therefore this gerus, zachin is only zachia midirabbanan, because katan is asli l'kal shlichus. And therefore this gerus is only midirabbanan for the rabbis. And therefore Tosis has a bomb kasha. Then how in the world are we going to let this ger go ahead? He says, "Hechi aviger midrabbanan v'sharinan lei v'bas Yisrael v'kidusha v'kidushin haminatayra ove kochavimu." What's going on here? You see, he went to the Gemara, and you see that this ger who had this geris midrabbanan could be what? Could be marrying a Jewess, a nice Jewish girl. And if he marries a nice Jewish girl, there's a law in the Torah, at least according to Tosis. Could the Rabbanan, with their abilities, allow a Jew to be over a lav, a losase min haTorah? There's a losase min haTorah, lo yischatein bam, according to Tosfos at least, that a non-Jewish man, he marries a what? A Jewish girl. The Jewish girl is going to be over a lav, a losase, a prohibition from the Torah. The rabbis can't go ahead and say, oh, based on our principle of zochin midrabbanan, no problem, go ahead and be over a daraisa. Can they go ahead? Can the rabbis go ahead and say, you're allowed to eat pork? Based on their takana d'rabbanan, they might be able to go ahead, as we all know, and tell you to freeze from a daraisa, like we know, shevi al taseh, don't go ahead and blow shofar because of a gzera. But they can't go ahead and meet their rabbanan and allow you to be over a lav daraisa. So guess what he says? And this would be another whole shiur. Yesh lomar de kasavar kemandama ba'isha rabba de yesh koyach miyat hachavim la'akodav nata. He says, you know what? This whole sugya, woo! He's really getting desperate here. Says, this whole sugya is going according to a das yochid, where? In Yevamos. That happens to hold at the chachamim, yes, there is an opinion like this, but from Chizda, that the Chachamim actually have the power. It doesn't mean that they just go, even according to Rav Chizda, it doesn't mean they're just going to go ahead and be oker the whole Torah. But they have the power to be oker davar min haTorah. They can go ahead and yes, they can say, you're allowed to marry a goy d'oraisa. Because we are the rabbis and we have that power. Now, this is a massive, massive chiddush. But for some reason, the Gemara didn't mention it because the Gemara assumed that. In fact, he said, why didn't the Gemara mention that? Because this is a massive chiddush. So, he says, V'chiparach mai kamash malan You know what? Having matzil lishnuye kamash v'lan diyesh koyach v'yad chalchamim lakadov menat tayr. The Gemara could have said that, you know, is a chiddush here of that the chacham have the ability to be oikadov menat tayr. He says, ain't a chinami. The chad mitrei tami nok. I only took one of the chidushim. I would have personally taken the oikadov menat tayr. That's just because of my you know, subtle kfir tendencies gets excited by a shita like this. But the point is, at the end of the day, what's clear according to the first approach in Tosfos is that this shita of Rav Huna, which started out as, what's the big chiddush? That it's geschmack to be a yid. At the end of the day, according to the first day in Tosfos, it doesn't even really work. Minat Taira. And not only that, it's utilizing a principle that only one Amoira, okay, in Shas, that gets rejected in the Gemara in Yevamos. The whole Sugya in Yevamos, you go to the Sugya in Yevamos for two daf, line by line, knocks off every raya of Rav Chisda that you have the ability to be oikedav min atayra. But because Taisus has no choice, he says this Gemara must be going with the opinion that of Rav Chisda that Hachamim have the ability to be oikedav min atayra. That's Taisus. Then Taisus comes and he pulls a, as Dr. Levy would say, a triple Lutz. He pulls a total 360 or 180, however you want to call it. So let's skip a little bit here. And he says, go down to Ulefi. Ulefi Svarim de Garcina Mamatsia. Zechia Mia Islay. There are other girsos in the Gemara in Bava Metzia that happen to hold that there can be Zechia by a katan. The low garas, they do not have the girsa midrabanan. Okay, but still the rabbanan, right? No, wrong. Nicha, dematzi lameimar. Get ready. De islay zechia min atayra. You could possibly say he's totally doing a reversal here. Tyson started out by saying since there's no shlichus for a katan, there can't be zechia for a katan. That's obvious because zechia is mitam shlichus. But he says no. Shlichus might be a problem of the katan, but zechia is minat tayra. Ve'ayve kava, and therefore ayve kachavim katan kevan debalis gayer kevan debalis gayer chashvidele ki Yisrael katan ve'afa gav the zechia havi. Mitam shlichus. What in the world is he saying? Let's read it carefully. He says, even though it's obvious we know that shlichus doesn't work for a katan, but zechia will still work. Minat Torah. And when he comes to katan, when he's coming to Megayer, he is chashvir like Yisrael katan. He's like a Yisrael Katan based on Kitov Yadav Bar Giyacha. Right? So therefore, he's a Yisrael Katan. Ah, he's a Katan? Who cares? Zechia, he can have by a Katan. But then he says, the Afal Gav is Zechia Avim Mitam Shlichus. The Eidlo Shlichus Ben Atayra. Hani Mili Bedavash Yeshbo Ksas Choyva. Going La Afrish Trumazo. What's he talking about? I thought it doesn't make any sense what Tosfos is saying. If Zechiah is mitam shlichus, Seth Grossman, if Zechiah is mitam shlichus, and a shliach cannot be set up, can a shliach ever be set up by a katan? According to anyone? No. No, a shliach, a katan cannot go ahead and appoint a shliach. Why not, Dr. Stern? Because he has no what? He has no das. So he cannot go ahead and appoint a shliach. So what in the world does he mean? Oh, Zechiah can still work mitam shlichus. Ah, you're going to say it's not going to work? That's only if it's not a zechus gamur. So what if it's a zechus gamur? Even if it's a zechus gamur, he can't go ahead and set up a shliach. He has no das.
It's a no-brainer. You don't need das.
What are you talking about? Tosfos said, Anan Sadeh Da'ovid Le Shliach. So, stand on your head for the night of tomorrow. We know that he's setting up a shliach. That's not going to help us. He can't do it. He's a katan. We can know 100% he wants it. But a katan can't set up a shliach. He has no das. What in the world is Tyson say? See, if he started, he said, you know what? Zachin works anyway. You know why? Because Zachin doesn't really operate like what?
Shlichus.
Who says that?
Ritva.
The Ritva. That would be great. We still have to explain what he means and what the mechanism of Zachin is. But at least it wouldn't be utterly incomprehensible. This doesn't make any sense. Anyone have a pshat? The Chabura should know pshat. We've used this Torah in other sugyas as well. Not only in this sugya. You guys remember the sugya of Avin Bito in Kiddushin? Anyway, why is this a problem? You know why this is a problem? This is a classical, I don't know which is the proper word, classical music. This is a classical example of the importance of lumbus. You'll like it. Because if you attack it frontally, the way I just did in presenting the question, you're stuck. You're done. End of story, baby Chaim. End of story. A katan cannot set up a shliach. There's no way out. I don't care how big his chusid is. He cannot set up a shliach. He has no das. However, what you didn't do properly is understand and appreciate that Tosfos said something initially that we got brainwashed by. And that is, you see, there's two parts to shlichus. In every shlichus, there is what we call the minui shlichus, which is the appointment of a shliach. I say to Mo Burt, can you get me some chult? I appoint you to be a shliach. There's an appointment. Please go ahead and be Mekadesh a woman for me. That's the appointment. Is that the real Chiddush HaTorah in shlichus? No. The real Chiddush HaTorah in shlichus is more than just the appointment, which is obviously necessary. There's a chiddush haTorah. You know what? I can go ahead, pick this up, and as soon as I pick it up, whose is it? Whose is it? Rabbi Lauren. Not Rabbi Mikhail, the Rabbi Lauren. He I know really loves it. I don't know if he keeps it on his night table, but tonight he will. So, he picks it up, the shliach, bam, it's his. So there's two parts to shlichus. Oh. Tosus assume that how does zachin work? Zachin works that because we know that the Yachei Kalo booklet is loved by Rabbi Lori, it's as if he's setting me up to go ahead and be kind of. If that's how Zochin works, we're toast. And who holds like that? The first Deya, the first 20 lines of Tosfos. And that's why he holds that it has to be that this Geirus is the Rabbanan, that Zochin can only work with the Rabbanan via Katan. When Tosfos goes in and says, even though Zechiyas mitam shlichus, all he means to say is, at the end of the day, how are you coded when I'm Zechiyas for you? Based on what mechanism? Shlichus. But who says that Zochin, the way it gets set up, is via Aminu? Zochin, go to the Sugya, it's a Zerzat Kosel, like Shlichus is Zerzat Kosel. The Pshat in Zochin, you guys remember the term auto shlichus, automatic shlichus? The fact that this is a zechus gomor for you, I don't need you to even appoint me. Definitionally, I is your shliach. I am your shliach. If that's the case, then guess what? Little Mo Bert, the 7-year-old, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be Kona, this Yachei Kala for him, even though he's 6 years old. You know why I can do that? Because I don't need him to appoint me. Everyone realizes this is a Zechus Gamor. Therefore, the Torah says, ipso facto, automatically, I is a Shliach for Mo Bert, for everybody here, because this is a 100% zechus. And that's what it means. When there's a zechus gamor, I am your shliach automatically. Therefore, I go ahead and I do the Maisa Kinyan, because I can, and the chalos, the effect, is for this kata. Wow. So now we've been masbir the two deis in Tosfos. The first day in Tosfos holds, how does the Chiyah Mitam Shlichus work? It works based on an implicit Minui Shlichus. If that's the case, and there's no way in the world, no matter how great the Zechus is, that a Katan can be part of a Zechiyah process, that a Gadol could be Zoche something for a Katan. And therefore this Geirus would have to be Midrabbanan. The second Teretz Oda says, no, this Geirus could be Minat Torah. Number one, you could be Zoche for a Katan. No problem. You can't be Zoche for a guy because he is out of the world of what? Of Shlichus. A Katan's not out of the world of Shlichus. A Katan just can't do a what? A Minui Shlichus. So I could go ahead and be kind of for him. Ah, he's a guy. That's a separate issue. That we solve. Get over the other, but kiyacha. What? Well, I'll take you after. I'm running out of time. We were masber Tosfos so beautifully that now you have to ask yourself, we're not going to get Tosfos Sanhedrin. I guess we'll start with Tosfos Sanhedrin because it's probably more important than the Shari Rukas. Tosfos Sanhedrin will have to wait for Tuesday night with everything else. You can have a lot to prepare. What I need you to do is after we finish the Ritva tomorrow, before you move Vayter into the last Sugya Dalit, go through Tosfos Sanhedrin and see if he is like anything we've been saying up until now, including this Ritva right now. or is he a totally different pshat in this problem and in the sugya as a whole? But now I'm posing to you another problem. The second Teres of Taisus is so beautiful. So why does the Ritva Rabbeinu Bricks, senior, because he's a junior senior here, okay? Why does the Ritva go ahead and say, Vahai, look at the Maramakom number two. You see, it's amazing. You can have a whole hour shir and not even get it through three Maramakimus. And look how loaded it was. My Kamash Milan. Does the chutzul of the Rosh Levanav, Tani of the Rosh Levanav, Beresh, Vahai, Afilu Bekatani, Vahafilu Bidai Raisa. Straight to the point. Why? So basically, he leaves out all the kashas, but he assumes that you know what he's talking about. No problem. You know why? The zechi alam midin shlichasu. She'ein shlichas lekata. So what does it mean did if it's not midin shlichas? No problem. But it's not midin shlichas. So what is it? To me, it's, what else is it? How am I going to be kind of this to you if it's not me did shlichus? What is it? Anyone think about that? Zachin. So, what does that mean? Yeah, but, okay, but what is it? What is the Zayas says it saying? It's saying that Zayas HaKazim, the shlichus works.
No, Zayas HaKazim, the shlichus works.
What does the Chia mean? It means I'm picking it up and it's good for you. That's shlichus.
That's how Tosfos is playing. It's a chelik of shlichus. Maybe we're about to say it's not. I'm not a chelik
of shlichus. That is what shlichus is. I do something, I pick it up for you. And as soon as I pick it up, it's yours. That's shlichus. So he's saying all he means to say, oh, so comes Rabbeinu Matt, and he says that really Taisus and the Ritva are not arguing. He's going and he's saying that what? That he really agrees with Taisus. But when he says Shein Shlichus Lekatan, all he really means is there's no minui. But there is Shlichus. Why am I not so happy with that?
He didn't say it.
Because he seems to say, Lav mi din shlichus. It's not even a din of shlichus. So then what is it? So now we're going to come to another, if you take this shir and you chazer, I don't know if there's going to be a rishayna for this one, but if you take this shir, you chazer, and you put it in a jar and pickle it, you might have a lot of big yisaitis for the rest of your life. What I think is going on here is a fundamental machloikes between the Ritva and Taisus, how shlichus works. What I mean to say is, what do we take for granted according to Tosfos? That if there's no problem of minui, and automatically I was set up as a shliach for the katan, little baby Lori, then, of course it will work, why not? He's the katan, I'm the gadol, I'm doing the ma'aseh kinyan, he's getting the effect. Is that so pashut? Tosfos assumes it is. But is that really so pashut? What is going on in shlichus? When I go ahead and I'm picking this up, so there's two ways of understanding how shlichus works, how it operates. If we assume that I am not only doing the physical act, this sugya should be familiar to you men, but it's also my what, Seth? My, besides being my pa'ula, it's also my what? My maisa, it's all my, I'm doing the maisa kinyan, and all it's doing
doing is in shlichus, the chiddush adam shlichus is he gets the effect, and we couldn't care less whether he's a katan or a gadol, and that's Tosfos Hashita. But the Ritva says that's not how shlichus works. You know how shlichus works? The way shlichus works is I do the physical pu'ula, but the gzeiras hakasuv of shlichus is saying it is not that Rabbeinu Baby Lauren is going ahead and just getting the effect of my physical activity, but the Maisa Kinyan is associated not with the shliach, but with the mishaleach. I might be doing the physical action, but the halachic maisa is associated with who? The mishaleach. Shlucho shel adam kemaisa imanish. So it's as if Rabbi Lori is doing the maisa, even though I'm doing the physical pu'ula. The Maisa King is being done by Rabbi Lori. If that's the case, baby Chaim, would I be able to, al shlichus, even if I'm set up automatically, would I be able to be kindness for the katan baby Lori? No. Why not? Because I'm doing the physical action, but whose Maisa is it? It's his Maisa. Can a katan do a Maisa Kinyan? What do you need for a Maisa Kinyan? Yeah. Das! Okay, slow. Therefore comes the Ritva and he says, Zechiah can't be then what? Shlichus. Because our shlichus, how does shlichus work? Shlichus, unlike Tosfos, according to the Ritva, the way shlichus works is that the shliach is only doing the physical action. But the Maisa Kinyan, the Maisa that's producing the chalos is being done by who? The Mishaleach. How that can be? You have to come to another three shiurim in the Chabur to understand how you can break up a pool and a Maisa. That's a separate shiur. But the bottom line is, the way it works is, I do the physical action, it's his Maisa. If it's his Maisa, he can't be a katan. Tosfos holds, whose Maisa is it? It's the shliach, not only his physical action, but his Maisa. It's just the effect that's going to the mishaleach. Therefore, shlichus can work by a katan in zachin if the shlichus is an automatic shlichus. So the Ritva, this is what he says, Rabbeinu Eitan Lefkowitz Sr. That's what the Ritva now means. Zechi is not midin shlichus, because how does shlichus work? Shlichus works that all I am doing for you is the pu'ula, but it's your ma'aser of the Lord. Zechiah is different. The Ritva Zechiah is who shlichus?
Oh,
Tosfos. But it's not shlichus, because the Ritva, that's not how shlichus operates. Shlichus operates according to the Ritva that all the shliach is doing is the pula. The Maisa is by who? The Maisa is by the Mishaleach. And therefore it can't work with a katan. But Zechiah, according to the Ritva, how does that work? That works as follows. The one who is being Zoche was charged and has the ability to go ahead and do not only a pulas kinyan, a maisa kinyan, and the effect can be there for who? For the one he's being mezakeh for. That's what the Ritva means. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Ritz, you're right. But what we showed is, and we explained exactly how it's operating, that according to the Ritva, this is not shlichus. It might be similar to a shlichus concept, but not a shlichus concept. It's the shlichus concept of Tosfos. That's why Tosfos holds that it is mitin shlichus, and the Ritva holds no. It's a separate notion of Zechiah. A lot was said here. It's being recorded, right? You can listen to the Chazer. You can put this on your night table too, and you'll have a lot to
to take home with you. Have a great night. Tov. The most important thing, more than anything before going weiter, even if you already saw Tosfos in Sanhedrin, do it again and read it very carefully, because not only is Tosfos in Sanhedrin saying something different in terms of this kasha, he's going to be revamping the whole sugya. The whole first three shiurim will be totally revamped according to Tosfos in Sanhedrin, at least according to me. Maybe not according to you, but at least according to me. All right.
Anyone get